Parshas Kisavoy. The first pasuk starts off, "V'hoyo Kisavoy El Oretz." It will be when you come into Eretz Yisrael, "Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lecho Nachlo," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you to be for Nachlo, for your inheritance, "V'yirishto V'yashavta Bo," and you will possess it and you will live there. That's when you have a chiyuv to bring Bikurim. Like Rashi says, "V'yirishto V'yashavta Bo" means Magid, the pasuk has come to teach us, "Shelo nischayvu bibikurim ad shekovshu es oretz v'chalku." Klai Yisrael was only mechuyiv to bring bikurim after they captured Eretz Yisrael, and they divided it up into the shvatim, and then v'yashavta, but when they were living there, then there was a chiyuv to bring bikurim. Lakasta, the pasuk says, "Mereishis kol pri ha'domom ha'shetovim yatzcha asher Hashem lokech noisein loch." So Rashi explains that the pasuk says, "Vlokachta mereishis kol pri hadoma." You should take the beginning, the first growings of all the fruits of the adoma. Rashi says, "Vloy kol reishis." It doesn't mean all the fruits. Shein kol haperes chayovim bibikurim ele shivas haminim bilvod. Only the seven special minim there's a chiyuv to bring bikurim. Because ne'makan eretz v'ne'ma lahalan eretz chito sora. It's only the seven special things that praise Eretz Yisrael. Avkan shvach Eretz Yisrael shem shivas minim. Only the special things that the praise of Eretz Yisrael you have to bring bikurim from. And then the pasuk says the samto baten, you put it in the basket and you go to the base of midrash to give it to the kohen. Now the halacha is bikurim you yoytzi even with the chita achas, no matter how small it is. As long as you bring it to the Kayin, you mekayim this mitzvah of Bikurim. And then the pasuk says, "Uvoseh la'Kayin," you come to the Kayin, "Asheyiya bayom mehem," that is in those days. So Rashi says it means that ein mechuel la'Kayin shab yomecha k'meishu. The chiddush is, no matter what Kayin you have, even though he's not so choshev, he's not the greatest talmid chacham, still, if he's the Kayin you have, you have to give him the Bikurim. And the Ramban asks on Rashi, like, what's the chiddush to give the bikurim to any kohen? Like, why would I think you'd have to have a chosh of a kohen, a big talmud chacham, a kohen to give him bikurim? The mitzvah is just to give it to the kohen. Why would I think you'd have to have a great kohen? Like, what is Rashi's chiddush? Ein b'chol a kohen shab yomecha. And the Kliyoka wants answer that really there's a gemara that says that kol hanevi doyrin the talmud chacham is kilu makriv bikurim. Whoever gives a present to a talmud chacham, he lets him have enjoyment from his own food, it's considered like you brought Bikurim. So you see, giving Bikurim has to do with giving to a Talmud Chacham. And some of Farshim learned the pshat is that when a Talmud Chacham eats, it's kilu, the Gemara says, kilu makiv a korban, means a bracha comes from that. That the Indian of bringing karbonis, and here also the Indian of bringing Bikurim is, that you bring from the Shiva Saminim, it makes the bracha come upon all your Shiva Saminim. So by giving Bikurim, it makes a bracha come back upon us. Who are then, when you give food to a Talmud Chacham, that makes a bracha come upon you also. So therefore, there's a half a minute to say that maybe you'd only have to give the Bikurim to a Kayin, which is a big Talmud Chacham, in order that there should be a big bracha you'd receive back from him. So that's what Rashi is saying, no, that the Pasuk is saying, "Ovosel a Kayin Asheyiyah b'yom ha'mehem," that the Kayin that you have at your times means that ein lo chayel a Kayin shab yomecha. No matter who he is, as long as he's a kohen, you have the mitzvah to give him bikurim. And then the pasuk says, "V'yomar to'ei lov," that you should say to him, to the kohen, that he got it to Yahyim Lashem Lakecha, ki vosi alorat ha'shanishva Hashem la'vesein lo'os ha'islon. But like you thank in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were able to come into Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, that "V'yomar to'ei lov," Rashi says, "She'ein chok fuya toiva," that you are not ungrateful. In other words, you're not a kfuya toiva, ungrateful, but rather I'm very grateful, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these fruits that he gave me. And then the pasuk says that v'loch ha-kohen atenem yudecho, the kohen takes the basket from your hands, v'henichol afneha mizbech Hashem lokechem. He puts it down in front of the mizbech. Then it says, v'yonisa v'yomarta, you should speak and say, l'afneha Hashem lokechem, Arami oyved avi vayered mitzrayim avayogeshom b'misaymot vayhi shom l'goy god lotzem v'ro. We say these psukim now of talking about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us all through the generations, from Arami HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, he saved us from Mitzrayim, that we cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Vayishma Hashem Oskaleinu V'yara Sonyenu V'asamaleinu V'yislachetzenu. And finally, V'yaitzienu Hashem Yimitzrayim V'yod Chazok V'zemetuyam V'moira God L'vayisus V'moysim. If you want to know the explanation of these Tzukim, that's why we have the Agoda Pesach by night. The main part of the Agoda Pesach by night is explaining these Tzukim. We go through this Parsha that's brought down by Bikurim, the Parsha of Arami Oyvidovi, which really Mepharshim asked the question there. How come by the Agoda Pesach by night, when we want to talk about the mitzvah of Sif Yitzias Mitzrayim, do we bring down these Tzukim here that are talking about the Parsha of Bikurim? Like there are a lot of Tzukim in Shemois that talk about the actual mitzias of going out of Mitzrayim. Talks about all the great nisim, all the great miracles that Hashem did to us. So how come on Pesach B'night, when we have the mitzvah of Sif Yitzias Mitzrayim, do we talk about this parsha of Bikurim, that we bring down these tzukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us? And the pshat is, like Rashi brings down here, that what is the yisoid of Parshas Bikurim? What is it that you have to say? If you're Amar Tzvi Lov, Rashi says, She'en cho kfuya toiva, that you're not ungrateful, but rather you are grateful, you want to thank Hashem for every little thing He gave us. That's the yisoid of Parshas Bikurim, that we're thanking Hashem. And even though, like we said before, the chi of Bikurim is, even with the chita achas, with one wheat, if you bring just one kernel of wheat and give it to the kain, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim. And even for this one kernel of wheat, still the Torah says here, v'yonis of yomarta, you have to say this whole parasha as if to say, for any small amount of hanor, of enjoyment that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, so much, to be so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this really is the pshat in the mitzvah of Pesach B'night, also the mitzvah of Sif Yitzias Mitzrayim. That we tell over the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did about going out of Mitzrayim, the mitzvah is not only just to say over the nisim, just to say the miracles, but rather we're supposed to be a makir toivah. We're supposed to like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the miracles that He did to us. We are like thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see this inyan of HaKoros HaTov to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's this parsha of Bikurim. That the yisoid of Bikurim is that even though now, like the Pasuk says, it's v'yirishta v'yishavta bo, we're talking about after you got finished conquering Eretz Yisrael, after you made a chalukah, you divided it out, and now you're finally living there. The person could feel, we won the war, we conquered Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to us, we deserve to have it. Like Yerom Levavcha, you could think, we're great, we caused everything now. The Pasuk says, no, right away, as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, right away do the mitzvah of Bikurim. As if to say, we're makir toiv, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything we have only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this mitzvah of Bikurim, and that is the mitzvah Pesach B'night of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the great nisim that He did to us. And this is the way the Kli Yoker also says, that here the Pasuk says, V'yirishta v'yishavta bo, that this mitzvah is only after you conquered and living in Eretz Yisrael. So he says the only two times in the Torah we find that the mitzvah is first chal after Yerisha, the Yerishta of Yishavta bo, is only here by Bikurim and the mitzvah of making a melech. It also says you make a melech on Klal Yisrael after the Yerishta of Yishavta bo. And he explains both of them as the pshat is that after Yerusha of Yeshiva, the Klal Yisrael can have a room, a ram levavchom. They could feel very proud upon themselves, as if to say, we ourselves conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Ashkeah comes to us. No. Right away Hashem says, like them make a melech. A melech over you is to show that this Ema, this Yira, you have to be afraid of a melech, main to be afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As if to say, it's not our koyach, our power that did it, but rather it all came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the same thing, that's the mitzvah Bikurim now. Don't go to feel everything is ours, it's our Yasha koyach. No, the Yashakayach, the thank you, goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I once heard from Rishner Kotla, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he used to say that you see this Chiddush of Bikurim is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for a small kernel of wheat. And he said the same thing we have is when you eat the kezayis of bread, even though you go to eat only one kezayis of bread, a size of an aleph worth of bread, the locker is we have to bench, say Birchas HaMozen, said the three brachas, the fourth bracha, We have to say a long bracha to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like, how come we only ate one small kezayis? Why do we have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu so much? And here also in the Pashas of Bikurim, it could only be that you bring in just one kernel of wheat, and still you have to say this whole parsha of Arami Yavad Ovi, you have to really go to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he said that the pshat is really, for any small amount of enjoyment that we receive from this world, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really we have to learn to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much for it. So that's the limud from Bikurim and from the Inyuwa Chazawa Masakin to bench to say Birchas HaMazon, even though you only eat a kezayis. As if to say that that's the chosh of Achila, of Achilas Lechem, that's the main eating we have. So when you eat even a kezayis of Lechem, it comes to teach us that for the smallest amount of enjoyment that we receive from Hashem, really we deserve to, we're obligated to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much for it. Now there's a Medrash Rabbah that says in Bereishis at the beginning, when Pasuk says Bereishis Bara Elokim, the Medrash Rabbah says, what does Bereishis Bara mean? Bishvil Bikurim, Shenikro Reishis Nivroilim. Because of the mitzvah of Bikurim, that's called Reishis, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So it comes out of Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world because of the mitzvah of Bikurim. So Chura, what's so great about the mitzvah of Bikurim? Why is that the purpose Hashem created the world? And some of Parashim want to explain like this. That true, it's very easy for a person to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Like you just look around and you see all the greatnesses of the world, you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But that's true about creation, what you see of nature, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But what about what a person himself does? A person himself plants, puts the seed in the ground, and works a hard time until it grows. On there, a person could always feel, it's koichi v'yotzem yodi. It's what I did, my work caused it to happen. Person goes to business, he makes a lot of money, you always give yourself the big yasher koich, as if to say, you yourself caused that you got all this money. But really, the limit from Bikurim is not that way. That even though we're the ones, like we said, conquered Eretz Yisrael, we are the ones that now are living there. We are the ones that are plowing. We are the ones that are planting now. We are the ones that are watching it grow. So a person could feel, after it grows, I get the Yashkarich, it belongs to me. No, that's the limit of Bikurim. That even things that we do, we also have to appreciate, to realize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives it to us. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world means. In the Pashas of Bikurim, we come to learn to appreciate that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's not just on pure the world itself, but even the things that we do also only comes because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Chazal say, but Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara says, Imru Lufonai Malchiyais Kedei Shetam Luchuni Aleichem, that we should say the Psukim of Malchus in order that we should be Mamluch, we should accept, we should make Hashem the King over us. And over us, Mephoshim say, means I'll call Eva V'Eva. In other words, to be makia, that every single action that we do, we shouldn't always say it's koichi, it's my action, it's my power that did it, but rather to realize that Kodesh Baruch was the melech over us, he is the ruler over us, it's him that gets the yashkoyach for what we are doing. There is also a lashon of a sefri on this posse that says, V'hoyo, ki sova yeloritz, the first posse talks about when you come into Eretz Yisrael, to do the mitzvah Bikurim. So the Sefri says, Asay mitzvah ha'amura binyan, do this mitzvah Bikurim that says in this parasha, Shebizchara tikonas loretz. Because of the reward of doing this mitzvah, will be zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah Tamima explains it. Like really the apostle just should have said, Ki sova yeloretz, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there's the mitzvah Bikurim. What does the apostle say for Hoya? What's the first word of Vahoya Kisavoy? So Vahoya is Lashon like Havai, as if to say that the reason why you'll be able to go into Eretz Yisrael is Vahoya because of this mitzvah Bikurim. Heis Bischar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, like you're going to do the mitzvah Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Eretz Yisrael. And the pshat in this Sefri is, like we said before, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, wants us to live in Eretz Yisrael, the pshat is, that's the special place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Shechinah is there, we're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim, that's the Mekor HaKadusha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klai Yisrael to be in a special place that is full of Kedusha. in order that we should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's good if when Klal Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, after they conquer it, they realize that what they have is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, and we're still meshubah to do the mitzvahs. Mashenkin, if Klal Yisrael would just conquer Eretz Yisrael and go in there and live there, and just feel as if we conquered, it's our land, we could do whatever we want right now, we're the owners of the land, like it belongs to us. So if that's the reason why you're going in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give you Eretz Yisrael. He's not giving us Eretz Yisrael just to feel we have a place to live. He's giving us Eretz Yisrael in order that we should be makir tov to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Klal Yisrael would do the mitzvahs of Bikurim, which the Yisrael of Bikurim is saying now is not to be a kfuya toiva, but rather to understand and appreciate that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to give gratitude back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for this reason, Hashem would give us Eretz Yisrael, because the purpose of being in Eretz Yisrael is to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize there's Kedusha, there's Shechina, and that only comes with this Inyan of Bikurim. We realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to feel we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's our land, we could do what we want, we don't have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore, I'll be the Jews, have a place to live in. That checker, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted with giving Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Then the pasuk says right before Sheni, Usmachta b'chol ha'toiv, you should be happy with all the good, Asher nosa nocho Hashem lekecho l'beisechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you and your household, Atov yalevi v'ager asher b'kirbecha. So the mitzvah to be v'samachta, to be happy, b'shas b'kurim. Rashi brings down from this to Chazal Dash from Ikanomru, that ein kurim nikri b'kurim ele b'zman simcha. We only lane read the parasha b'kurim when you bring the Bikurim, Bizman Tzimch, which means Me'atzeres V'yad HaChod, from Shavuos until Sukkos, because that's the time Shodim Malakit V'Osov Heroisov V'Yeinoi V'Shamnoi, that's the time when you bring in all your wheat, all your fruits, all your wine, all your oil, and that's when a person is happy. Avo Me'achag V'Yelech Mevi V'Yein HaKorim, but after Sukkos then you can still bring Bikurim, but you don't Koreya, you don't read the Parsha. But the pasuk says here, "Usamachta b'chol atoiv." You have to be happy with all the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. And the Farshim explained that the pshat is, like we said before, that b'schus this mitzvah of bikurim, that we're makir, we realize that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there's a rachis, there's a beginning to the world, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and everything that comes out of the world comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we realize that, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the mekor habracha, gives forth bracha and bracha. He gives us more and more and more. Therefore, because of the mitzvahs bikurim, we have the samachta, we are happy with all the hashpor, all the toiv, all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And therefore, the kriya, the reading of these parshas, have to be only the zman we are receiving all this good, the zman and simchum, we have the bracha of the tefuah. And really, this is the way the Sfasemis explains the Medrash Tanchum over here, that the Medrash Tanchum, it says, that Roh Moshe Rabbeinu Shebikurim Asidim Libotel, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that after the Churban of the Beis Hamidrash, we're not going to have any more the mitzvah of Bikurim. So Tikin Gimel Tfilis, Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken that we should daven three times a day. So the Sfasamus explains, what does the Gimel Tfilis davening have to do with the mitzvah of Bikurim? And he explains like this, like we're saying, that the mitzvah of Bikurim is to realize the rachis, to realize what the beginning came from, who made the beginning. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rachis, the beginning, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the Ashpor, He gives us everything. That's this Indian of Bikurim, of like being makir tov, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He gave us. See, after the Beis Hamikdash is Chorev, we don't have the mitzvah of Bikurim. What's going to remind us though, what's going to wake us up to realize that everything still comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the Indian of Tefillah, of davening, believe in your heart, that you really realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why there's an Indian to daven, to be mispalo, to pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, the more we're mispalo, we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that can answer us. Like, why are we davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that can heal us. He is the one that can give us panosa. He is the one that will give us Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tefillah is taking the place of Bikurim, that through davening we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the righteous, and He is the one that gives all the bracha. Therefore, we're mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should still get the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then after Sheni, the Parsha talks about Kisachal Alaser is called Maser Tvuoscho, Pashon HaShlisha Shnas HaMaiser. After you finish giving, like Maiser Oni, on the third year, you finish the first 3 years of giving the Maiser, is Vinosatala Levi Lager La Yosla Mono Vyochlu Visharecha Vesaveyu. Like Rashi brings down, this is the Zman HaBir VaVidu Derech HaPesach Shalshon HaRaviz. On every Pesach of the fourth year, that the Pesach says, V'yomach Tofnei Hashem Lekechom, that V'yarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, you're like saying Vidu to say that you were Mekayim, all the mitzvahs of Maaser, you gave it the way you were supposed to, the Gam Nosati, the Levi, Lager, Layosin, Lamono, Kechol Mitzvoschom, Hashet Tzvisoni, I did all the mitzvahs. Lo Yavati Mitzvosech V'Shechochti. I didn't forget to do any of the mitzvahs. And the Baal HaTurim explains, like, what's the smichus? That the Pesach just got finished saying from Bikurim, V'somachta b'chol atoy, we should be happy in all the good that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. And then it goes in to talk about the singing of Vidu of Maaser, like you're saying, you gave all the Maaser, you gave to the Levi, the way you are supposed to. And the Chur before we're talking about a Brocha, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us something. And now we're talking about Maaser, that we are giving away, we're giving away to the Levi, the Maaser, the way we're supposed to. The Baal Turim says, the Pshat is, that's it. A Chazal Darshin Aser Bishvil Shetisaser. That a person should give Maaser, to give away Tzedakah, to give away to Leviim, in order that you become rich. In other words, the more Maaser, the more you are Nizer, and doing the mitzvah of Maaser, of giving away what you're supposed to Leviim, to the Aniyim, to the Kahanim, the Schuzer, you'll get back a Brocha. That's why right after the Pasuk of V'somach, the B'chol HaTov, you'll be happy with all the good that Hashem will give us. After this bracha, it's explaining how are you going to get the bracha another way. The more Maaser, the more you're Nizrin, doing all the halachas of Maaser, you didn't do any averus there, that's because there you'll get more bracha. And the pasuk goes on, Lo yachalti b'yoni mimenu, I didn't eat it when I was an oinein, when the mace died. V'lo b'yarti mimeni b'tomei, I didn't eat it when it was tomei. V'lo nisati mimenu l'mace, I didn't make it tomei at all. Shemati b'kol Hashem alakoi, I did everything the way I was supposed to. So really, the chinuch asked the question, like, what's pshan this mitzvah of vidui by Maaser? Like, you're speaking out when you come to the Beis Hamikdash and telling the kohen, you should know I did everything the way I was supposed to. I did the Maaser Rishon, I did the Maaser Sheni, I did the Maaser Oni, I didn't eat it when I was not supposed to, I did everything I was supposed to. So the question is, like, who are you telling this to? What's the difference? L'maaser, you did all the mitzvahs. You did the way you were supposed to. So what's the mitzvah now of a dibur speaking it out, telling it to the kohen that you did what you're supposed to, like a monoshach? If you did the mitzvah, it's very good, you did it. And if you didn't do it, so what are you saying for? Then you didn't do it, you can't say this parsha. Like, what do we gain? What does the Torah gain? The fact you have to speak out and say that you did these mitzvahs. And the chinuch explains, like, really he says the mitzvah of maaser, of giving away the maaser to the Levi, to the Yoni, is a tremendous mitzvah. Like Mamach is a limud, that's what Klai Yisrael is, to be nice, saying, to give to other people, to help other people. It's a tremendous mitzvah, the union of Maaser. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that everybody will keep the mitzvahs. And he says, the Yisrael is that for some people, they realize that the Koyach, what's the greatness of a person, that he has the power of speech, of Dibur. That's why a person is greater than an animal. An animal can't talk, doesn't have understanding. A person with the Koyach of Dibur is understanding, he could talk. And some people are very careful for what they say, what they speak out. They're very careful only to say emes and not to say any lie, any sheker. So there would be some people, he says, the chinuch, that to do the actual averum, not to give maaser rishon, not to give it the right way, not to eat it the right way, maybe it wouldn't bother them. L'maaser, the averum they would do. But if they know they have to go and tell the kohen and say to the kohen that we did everything, and really they didn't do it. So what do you want to say? Even though they did the Averu, they're going to come to the Kohen and lie. No, a person wouldn't lie. A person would stop and not lie and realize that I better do the mitzvahs the way I'm supposed to, because later on I'm going to have to tell the Kohen if I did it or not. So a person for sure will do the mitzvahs then. Whereas if he didn't have to speak it out, then just the fact if I did it or not, that wouldn't bother him so much. Maybe he wouldn't do the mitzvah. But now that he has to know, he has to speak it out and not to say a sheker, not to ruin the power of speech that a person has, like he realizes how important the power of speech is, that he wouldn't say a lie. It's like the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving this mitzvah now to make sure, as the Hebrews, that people for sure will do all the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to, because they have to speak it out and say they did. And a person won't want to lie, say a sheker. That's why they gave this mitzvah to count, to make sure that you do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. Then the pasuk before Shlishi says, Ha'ashkifa mimoin kodeshcha min ha'ashamayim, kodesh baruch hu should look down, like glance down from the heaven, uvorech es amcha Yisrael, and bless Kla Yisrael, v'yeisra adoma asher nosata lanu, the Eretz Yisrael, kasher nishbata la'aviseinu Eretz Zovos cholof v'dvosh. So Rashi brings down, like the Sefri says, that we say, O'asinu ma'asher gozartu aleinu, we just said we did all the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. We gave Meiser the way we're supposed to. So now we're saying back, Asayata Masha Lechalasois, you do back what you're supposed to do to us. And Rashi continues, Shar Marta, that you are Kodesh Baruch Hu said, in Bechukoi Saite Lechum, if we do the mitzvahs, we do the way we're supposed to do it. The Pasuk says, V'nosati Gishmechem Bitum, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us the brocha. He'll give us back rain at the right time. So in other words, we're like saying that tefillah with davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that b'schus we did the mitzvahs in b'chukai satelechu, we should be zeicha to get the bracha back. Now there's a lashon ha-Yerushalmi here that says on the pasuk of Hashkifa, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu looks down. The Yerushalmi says, "Omer Rav Huna bar Abaracha, bo v'ro kama gadol koichen shaloisei mitzvah." Let's see how great the strength is of the people that do mitzvahs. Shekol Hashkofa arura. Wherever the Torah or other places say the word Hashkofa, it means that Kodesh Baruch will look down like to curse the place. Like by Stein the Amoritz brought down Hashkifa, Hashem came down to look to see what did all the bed of Stein the Amoritz. Zero, so Hashkifa really means the Lashon of Klola, of curse. The Zeh B'Lashon Brocha. But over here it says the Lashon of a Brocha that Hashem should give us a blessing. V'loy Oid, El Shekosu Boy Hayoy Mazeh. Like right away we should get the blessing. In other words, b'schav, doing the mitzvahs, that's a mitzvah. The fact we do the mitzvahs from doing the mitzvahs, that's how we get our bracha back. Then right after Shlishi, the pasuk says, Hayoyim hazeh Hashem olakecho mitzavecho la'asois es ha'chukim ve'lo v'es ha'mishpotim v'shomarto v'yosiso oisom v'chol levovcho v'chol nafshecho. That what Hayoyim hazeh today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, to do all the mitzvahs. So Rashi asks, what does it mean like Hayoyim Hazeh only today and not other days? So the Medrash Tanchuma says that the chol yoyim yiyu b'yenecho chadoshim ki luvoi b'yom nitzavi sualayim. When Klal Yisrael goes to do mitzvahs, every single day we have to feel as if it's a new mitzvah, as if today HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. We have to do the mitzvahs b'simcha, like we'll soon see the parsha to come. So the Indian of doing a besimcha means every single day it has to be as if today we first got the mitzvah. It's called a double chodesh, something new. And then Rashi brings down, the end of the pasuk says, v'shomart of yosiso isom. Rashi brings down also from a medrash tanchuma that baskol mevarachtoi, a baskol goes out of after the parshas bikurim and says, ha'veso bikurim ha'yoyim, tizke lashon habo. Somebody that brings bikurim today, will be zeicha till Shana Bo again to come and bring Bikurim. And the question is, like, why is it only say here by the mitzvah Bikurim that do mitzvahs Bikurim this year, you know, and you'll be zeicha, you'll be able to do it again next year. The lechur, all mitzvahs are like that. We always say, tzchar mitzvah mitzvah, the tzchar mitzvahs, you'll be able to do more mitzvahs. So what's so special about Bikurim? It says, bring Bikurim this year, be careful about it in order that you'll be able to bring it again next year. And maybe you could say, like we said before, that the mitzvah of Bikurim is like first you have to have fruits. You have to be zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha. Hashem gives you something. And after He gave us the fruits, then there's this mitzvah of Bikurim, like to show a makat tov, we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring it to the Kohen. So saying like this, if you're nizir in showing appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He gave to us, for sure you'll have a bracha back that Hashem will give you more again next year. Like we said, the Medrash Tanchuma says, that gracious Bora b'shvil Bikurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that we should be makah to realize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we do the mitzvahs of Bikurim, we're showing, we're appreciating that what Hashem gives us comes from you, and we're appreciating it. That's the schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back more tefuah, give us back more bracha next year. All right, turn over. Now, soon the parsha is going to talk about the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael was mekabel the brachos and the klolos, and the union of arvus, that Klal Yisrael are ravim zelizim. One Yisrael has to take care of another Yisrael. There's one arm, there's one nation, everybody's part of it. We have to work together. Now, HaKadosh, before this, the Pesukim say, before Revi, that Es HaShem HaMarto Hayoyim, that us, Klal Yisrael, we accepted upon ourselves a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liyos L'chol Elokim, that Hashem will be our Hashem. V'lolechas B'drach of Lishma Chukov and Mitzvahs of Mishpat of Lishma Yabakoylai, that we accepted upon ourselves to listen to all the mitzvahs that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. And then Pasuk Yudche says, V'Hashem HaMircha Hayoyim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu like says back to us, took made us special, Liyos L'Liyam Sgula, we're the special nation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael and made us special from all other nations. He made us above all the other nations. That we are the nation that's supposed to praise and give back to Pharaoh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we are the Yam Kadosh, the special nation that was here to give Kedusha, to give Kadosh, to praise back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a Gemara in Brochis that the Gemara darshins on the Avov, that Dorash Rebbe Elazar ben Azayim. The Pesuk says, "As Hashem Harmatu Hayoyim, V'Hashem Hamircha Hayoyim." That Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, "Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Boilem." You made me like one Hashem over the whole world. Shemartem, that you said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokenu Hashem Achod." So we accepted upon ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achod. Hizafani Yes Eschem Chativa Achas Boilem. I'll also make you, Klal Yisrael, a special nation in the world. Shenema the Pesuk says, "Umi ka'amcha Yisrael ko'yechad boris." Who is like a Klal Yisrael, the one nation of the world? This is the Akdama before we have the bris, the bound with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, mikol amim, and we chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our Hashem, and that Klal Yisrael and Hashem is echad, and like the other goyim, the other nations are different, the different class of people. They're not the same type of people like Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a special nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be his Am Segula. Then right after Revi, the Pesuk says, Vayitzav Moshe v'zikne Yisrael esom lemer. Moshe commanded the zikne, the elders of Yisrael, that shomor es kol ha-mitzvah. You should watch all the mitzvahs asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom. There'll be mitzav for you today. Now it doesn't really say which mitzvah the Torah is talking about right now. Some of Roshim say it means on the mitzvah right away, that as soon as they go over the Yarden, the Hakomas Avonim, to write the Torah down, their Hetav on the Avonim, on the stones, so Hashem the Zagdoma now, watch this mitzvah very carefully. In other words, as soon as you go over and Teretz Yisrael, the first thing you have to do is make sure to write down the Torah in order to start learning the Torah. And then the Pesuk says clearly, V'chosavto aleihem es divrei HaTorah hazois b'yavrecha. When you go over the Yarden, you should write down on these stones the Divrei HaTorah. Laman, in order, Asher Tov Yelorot, that you'll be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Asher Hashem Lokech Noisim Lecho Eretz Zovas Chol Avadvosh. Kasha Dibra Hashem Lokei Avisech Eloch. In other words, Laman, what's the reason why you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael? In order to be able to learn Torah there. So write down the Torah there, that B'schus, the Limit HaTorah, you'll be able to be Zeche to go into Eretz Yisrael. Then Pasuk Tes says, Vayedaber Moshe v'akahanim halaviyim al kol Yisrael lemer. They spoke to Klal Yisrael, Haskeis u'shma Yisrael. Like, listen good, Klal Yisrael. Hayoyim hazeh niyeisa liyom Hashem lekechem. Today you first became an am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi brings down what is Hayoyim hazeh niyeisa liyom, what does it mean today? Really, Torah was given before already. So Rashi says, from the Medrash Rabbah, that the whole yoim yiyo b'yenecho kiyo hayoim bosi my babris. Every single day you should feel happy as if today is the day we had the bris, we had the bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a Gemara in Saita the Dashans from this posik, hayoim hazeh, today. The Gemara asks, v'chiyoisi hayoim nitno teru liYisrael, v'aloyoisi yoim seifa v'oyim shon hoysa. This is the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael was about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Today is not the day they received the Torah. Elo, the Pesuk comes to teach us Lamecho, Shechaviva Torah Loim Deho. The Torah is loved upon the people that learn it. Just like the first day when Klai Yisrael received the Torah from Hashem, they were so much simcha, they were so happy about it, it was so dear to them. The same way every single day a Talmud Chacham learns Torah, you're supposed to feel happy as if today you received the Torah. And who Adin, there's a Gemara in Brochis on Daf Samach Gimel that says that Torah Rabbonin Kishenichnusu Rabbi Sein of the Kerem Liavne Hoyishim Reb Yehuda Reb Yosef Nechemi Reb Elezer Benoish Reb Yosef Yaglili Poschu Kulam B'chobar Achsanya V'Dorshu. Now Poschach Reb Yehuda Reisha Medabrim B'chol Mokim. He was the first one to talk V'chobar HaTorah. He started to talk about the cover, the respect we have to give to Torah. And he said two things. And secondly, it says, V'yoyit Poschach Reb Yehuda B'chobar HaTorah. Reb Yehuda started to speak about the covenant, the respect to give the Torah, and said, the Pasuk says, Haskeis u'shma Yisrael, ha'yoyim hazeh niyeh salom. The Gemara there also says, v'chiyoysi ha'yoyim nitnu Torah li'Yisrael, was today the day, v'loyoysa yoyim seif ha'boyim tron ho'yo, el olametcho, she'chaviva Torah alem deo, v'choyoyim v'yoyim k'nyoyim she'nitnu mi'asinai. That what's really called covenant at Torah, respecting the Torah, the more respect you give to the Torah, the more dear, the more ava, the more love, the more simcha you have when you learn the Torah. And the sinyan of doing mitzvahs, learning Torah b'simcha, it should be so dear to you as if the day was given from Har Sinai. Really, the psukim later, the pasuk later, in Parak Chof Ches, pasuk Mem Zayin, by the middle of the Klolis, that the pasuk says, Tachas asher lo yovadato es Hashem olokecha b'simcha, ovetuv leivov meirev koil. And one of the reasons why Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the destruction, the churban of the bayis, what was the chet Klai Yisrael was doing? Because they didn't do the avodas Hashem b'simcha with happiness, but with tov levav, they didn't have gladness in their heart, meirev koil, from all the good things that they had. So Rashi says meirev koil means b'yoyin shohei l'chol kol tov, even at the times when everything was good for Klai Yisrael, they even had everything, still they didn't do the mitzvahs b'simcha. They still had sadness, they had tsar, and that was a tfiyah, they didn't do the mitzvahs the right way. And from the Arizal tzal, they say over, if Shan the Pasuk is, Takat HaShem Lo'yavarto HaShem Lo'kecha B'Simcha, the end says, may Roiv curl from everything, he says like this, that the Simcha of Avodas Hashem should have been greater than everything else. M'Yoysim Roiv curl, that was a tfiyah. That how come the biggest Simcha, the biggest enjoyment you have, should have been from doing the mitzvahs, not from whatever you gained. So that was a tefillah. The Farshim asked the Kasha that this wasn't the biggest Haveri the Churban Klai Yisrael did. It's brought down by the Churban Abayis was because of Gimel Averis, or else the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was Chorav because of Sin Yachinim. Klai Yisrael hated one another. Like here the Pasuk says, Tachas, the reason is because they didn't do the mitzvahs to Simcha. Like what is so great about this thing of doing mitzvahs to Simcha? And maybe you can answer this the way the Shemesh Shmuel answers the famous Rashi. That before by vidui, by maiser, when the Pasuk says, lo shachachti, I did not forget to do the maiser, Rashi says, lo shachachti, Rashi says, milavarechacho al afroshes maisers. I did not forget to make the brocha. Before I made the afroshes of maiser, I made a brocha on the mitzvah. So the Mefarshim only asked the question, we know that the brochas we make before we do a mitzvah is only midrabbonin, it's not midraisa. And here the Pasuk is talking about it in Minatero. The Torah says, lo shachachti, I did not forget to do something. Sakad Rashi says it means I did not forget to make a bracha before I made the afrosh truma. If the chi of bracha is only midrabbonim, that's brought down a teretz from the Shem Marie Megash that said that Rashi means going on the bracha of birchas of a shechiyonu. That a shechiyonu, in other words, the first time you go to do a mitzvah, you have to feel so happy about it. It's so much simcha involved. You're so happy about it that you have a chi of to make a bracha of a shechiyonu, and that chi of is a chi of midiraisa. The chi of simcha that you have. That's the chiyuv midiraisa. The pshat is, of course, when you do mitzvahs, if you do the really bishleimus, but the pnimius, but your real lave, you feel happy, you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the real simcha that a person should have. So by doing mitzvahs, the simcha brings it down to the pnim, to the inside, what a Jew really is. Now the pshat is like this. Klai Yisrael did the aveira of sinas chinim. They hated one another. That's why Hashem made the churban of the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. The pshat from sinas chinim is, that Klai Yisrael didn't do the avoid of the pnimis, the inside of the lave, to really think that the Indian of the mitzvah is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like there's one Klai Yisrael, like the Parashat Yitzchak is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us for the special Am Segula, and we made HaKadosh Baruch Hu special for Al Hashem, it's all echad, working together. The person realizes like this, he does the mitzvahs, the simcha, and he's happy, and there's no mokeh to have sinas chinam, to be anger, to hate one another. So the pshat in the pasuk is like this, that the real sibba, the reason why Klai Yisrael came to do these big averis of sinas chinam, why there was a churban abayis, was mainly because it started out that they did not do the mitzvahs to simcha. In other words, by doing mitzvahs, that wasn't the main happiness. They didn't realize that's the pnimius, that they didn't realize the inyan of doing mitzvahs is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes the person, the biggest simcha he has is the fact that he's close to Hashem. So if they didn't do mitzvahs like that, memela they're able to come to the avera of sinas chinam, of having a period not to work together. But our kol ponim, what we learn out from here is that the inyan of doing mitzvahs to simcha with happiness, that shows how much you're machshiv, how much it means to you doing the mitzvah, that's what gives you your happiness. And really the Baal HaMusar say that if a person wants to know really how much schar, how much reward he's going to get for the mitzvahs that he does, like we all know, it depends how strong you do the mitzvah, how much reward you'll get. So a person wants to know how strong, how good is he doing his mitzvahs. Like how much reward will he get for doing his mitzvahs? So they say, see how much simcha, how much happiness you have when you're doing the mitzvah. The more happiness you have when you're doing the mitzvah, that shows that you really mean to do the mitzvah b'shleimus, with the real pnim, with your real lev, you want to be close to Hashem, then you get tremendous amount of reward back. But if a person doesn't have that much simcha when he's doing the mitzvah, that shows that the mitzvah doesn't mean that much to him, he's not doing it that much b'shleimus. And I once heard over from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zitzal that he used to say that after the Gemara says, Lefum Tzara Agra. First question you learn that means Lefum Tzara. That when you're doing the mitzvahs, even though it's very hard for you to do the mitzvah, you have a lot of tzar, it's a lot of painful, it's very hard to get up early in the morning, it's cold outside or it's too hot outside, it's very hard to go to shir, and still you go to shir, so lefi tzara, how much pain you had in doing the mitzvah, it says, agra, that's how much more reward you'll get back. So first you learn, according to how much pain you had and still you did it, you'll still get that much reward, you'll get that much more reward back. He used to say no. If a person does the mitzvah, b'tzar, it's hard, it's painful, and he feels that way, that he's doing it, even though it's painful, he doesn't get too much reward back. He used to say, for tzar, for doing things in pain, you don't get any reward. But the pshat in the Gemara is like this. We're talking about that the person, of course, is doing the mitzvah, the simcha. He's doing good happiness. Now the chiddush is, even though really it should be painful to do the mitzvah, today is a very, very hot day outside. It's very hard to go learn. But you're still going to learn. Why? Because you love to learn. You're doing it with simcha. Even though really it should be hard to you, but because of your simcha, you're going to do it. For that you get schar. For that you get tremendous reward back. But the yisoid is it's only what you do with simcha, with happiness. For that you get tremendous amount of schar back. And that's what the Chazal is saying on this first pasuk of Ayoyim HaZem, that people that learn Torah with simcha, they feel happy about it. Every single day you sit down to learn Torah, it's not like, oy vey, I have to learn again, it's terrible, it's hard. But no, every day they feel as if today is the first day we received the Torah from Har Sinai. It's a tremendous simcha, they're very happy about it. No matter how hard it is, still they do it. The simcha, for that you get a tremendous amount of schar. That's what the Gemara in Bracha says. That's called real kavod haTorah. That's called respecting the Torah. You're showing how much respect you're giving to the Torah, that even though it's hard to do it, still you're doing it b'simcha. And I once heard over from Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita, he also spoke about this, that when people do mitzvahs, even in the house, when you do a mitzvah, even though sometimes it's hard to do the mitzvah, you should never do the mitzvah with a krechs and say, ah, it's hard to do it, but still I'm going to do it. And sometimes in front of your children, you show them, even though it's hard for me, I feel hard doing it, still I'll do the mitzvah. It's hard to daven now, still I'll force myself to do it. But you do it with a crest, like, oy vey, it's hard, I'm still doing it. He used to say that's a terrible thing to do. Because the children will learn out from it that something that's very hard to do, what do you got to do it for? Your father did it good, but I'm not going to do it. It's too hard for me, I won't do it. But the way you have to do it is, no matter what mitzvah you do in the house in front of your children, you always have to do it for simcha, as if to show you love it, it's easy, it's good to do it. And when your children will see that you do mitzvahs for simcha, you do it with happiness, it makes you feel good, that's the biggest chinuch, the biggest way you can teach your children that they should also do mitzvahs. They should also do it with simcha. Because when you see somebody doing something with happiness, you see it's something good, it's something chashiv, it's respectful, it's something good to do, and they'll only also have a desire to go and do it. And then the parsha goes into the inyan that Klai Yisrael came together when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and they said over the brachas, and then they said over the klolos, that they came together to make a bris, a hagrizim, harevol, that there was said over to them, if they do the mitzvahs, they'll get brachas, and if they do the averis, they'll get the klolos. And the inyan of this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wanted to tell them at the beginning that they're starting to keep the Torah now in Eretz Yisrael, you have to realize the importance of what a mitzvah is and what an aver is. The person knows that for doing mitzvahs you get reward, you get bracha, and for doing averis you get an einish, you get punishment back. That's a shmira that watches you, that keeps you from doing the averis. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's main purpose of giving the einish is not to be mean, but rather just to teach us, to put us on the right derech. And the famous kasha the old Mefarshim ask is, how come the brachas are very short? It doesn't say too many brachas here. When it talks about the klolis, if we do bear the einish, the punishment we'll get back, there it talks a lot, gans arichas, about all the different punishments we'll get back. How come by the brachas it doesn't say that much? And the poshka teretz they say is that the klal is char b'hayal malecha. Really, for doing mitzvahs on this world, we don't get reward. The real reward we get back for mitzvahs is Noelam Haba. And the pshat is that this world is not great enough to receive reward. As much as the hanor, all the enjoyment you can receive on this world, that's not enough to pay us back for the mitzvahs, the reward of the mitzvahs. Therefore, the real reward of the mitzvahs we get is Noelam Haba in the next world, not in this world. But like we always said, the pshat from schar mitzvah mitzvah, the fact that you do mitzvahs, I'm all you get, you do have reward from an Olam Hazeh. The pshat is that if you do mitzvahs, Hashem will give you a bracha that you'll be able to do more mitzvahs. You'll be able to continue doing the avodas Hashem. Like everybody knows, if you don't have panosa, if you're sick, if you have tzaras, you can't do mitzvahs, you can't learn them. If a person is free and has money and not as well, it's easy for him to sit and learn Torah. Really, they say this is the pshat that David HaMelech, when he asked, it's, we say every day now in the Dovra Shemari, that Dovra Melech said, Acha Shualti Meis Hashem, Oisavake Shifti Beveis Hashem, Koye Mechai. The Dovra Melech said, there's one thing I want to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is that I should be Zoicha to be Shifti Beveis Hashem. I should be able to sit in Beveis Hashem, Koye Mechai. And the first Shem asked the question, that if you look through Sefer Tehillim, you'll see that Dovra Melech made a lot of Akoshes. He asked a lot of things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not the only thing he asked. He dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save me from my enemy, please heal me. He asked for a lot of different things. So how come here he says a lashon of Acha Shoal Timeis Hashem? There's one thing, only one thing that I want to ask from Hashem, and that is that I should be a shuf to Beveis Hashem. The question is, David asked for a lot of things. And the Farshim say the pshat is that, true, David asked for a lot of things. But all the things he asked for was only for one purpose. There was one main purpose that David wanted. And that is that David wanted to be a shift to the Beis Hashem. He wanted to have an easy life. Nothing should bother him. He shouldn't be sick. He should have a panosa. Why? In order to be able to be a shift to the Beis Hashem to learn Torah. So therefore, let's say he got sick. Let's say enemies came. He had to go to war. Let's say Shaul wanted to kill him. He had a hard life. So Kaseida, he always davened to Hashem, Hashem, please save me. Save me from all my tzaras, all my problems. But it wasn't just a tefillah of saving me from my problems. All of it was for one purpose. The purpose was, Acha Shalti, this is one main purpose that I have that I want, and that is to be free in order to be a shift to the Beis Hashem. That's what we're saying over here also. That the inyan of Tchar Mitzvah, that for certain mitzvahs you do get Tchar and Elam Hazeh in this world, that reward is not the real reward. It's only enough of a reward that you'll have an easy life, you'll be able to do more mitzvahs. But the real reward is so tremendous we can't get it in this world. That comes in Olam Haba. Therefore, when the Pesukim here talk about the brachas, it doesn't say that much about them. Because the real brachas, the real schar is not in this world. It's an Olam Haba, something we don't understand. Mashenke in the Klolis, if you do Averis, that you get punishment, that's the punishment we do get in this world, and that we do understand, and that's more or less like a Shemira. The Torah speaks about this Barichas to teach us to watch yourself not to do the Averis. That's the main purpose of the Einish, is to teach us to put us on the right derech, to watch yourself not to do averis, to hold ourselves back. Then at the end of the parsha of the klolos, the pasuk say, right before Shvi, Eile divrei habris. These are the words of the bris. Asher tivu Hashem es Moshe lichrois es pnei Yisrael. Yeretz Moav melavad habris asher koras itam chayim. So on this, the Gemara Brachos Dashin that says, Tanya, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Nema bris the melech. It says, you know, bris of a bound by salt, by salting the kabonis. V'lo sashpis melech bris lekecha. V'nema bris yisurim. It says the word of bris by here by yisurim after all the klolos, after all the punishments. Eila divri habris. So what do we learn out? That ma bris hama b'melech. Just like the Indian that you have to salt the meat, is melech v'mamtekes es abosa. Melech like sweetens the meat, it preserves the meat. You should know, av bris hama b'yisurim. The same thing, this Indian that the Torah says, all these klolos, all these yisurim, all this punishment, the reason why Hashem does it is, v'marakkin avonayso shalodim. It takes away the averis that we have. It cleans us from all the averis we have. In other words, the punishments that Hashem gives us is not because Hashem hates us, because He wants to be mean to us, His midas of achzorius, but rather it's a chesed of Hashem, that Hashem does it just like you salt meat to preserve the meat. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu preserves us and cleans us from our averus. And finally, the parsha ends off, the last pasuk is, Ushmartem es divrei habris hazois. We should listen to the bris, to the boon from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and listen to the Torah, do all his mitzvahs, the asisa maisom, we should do the mitzvahs, leman taskilu, beif kol asher tasim, that you may prosper in all that you do. And really, in the Yalkut Shemoni brings down here that it says that im mevakshim atem lamoid boilom asku bater, shenema ushmartem es divri abris vechakach atem nitzavim. In other words, if you want to have a tekima, if you want to be nitzavim standing in the world, you want to go through the world the right way, the Eitzer is to be Eisek Batera. And also it has to do with the Semichus here is that the parasha just got finished with all the klolos. A person can feel very bad, there's so many klolos, things will be so bad. So the pasuk ends off, no. Ushmartem es divrei habris. All you have to do is just watch the mitzvahs. The klolos are not really klolos, time to be mean. The klolos are only for Shemira in order to keep us, help us do the Torah. What it is, but the Mechuvin, what it was supposed to do is, Ushmartin as divya bris azois viasisimoisim. The main thing is just is to worry about doing the mitzvahs, and by doing the mitzvahs, laman taskilu as kolashatasim. You don't have to worry about the klolos, you don't have to worry about a bad and hard life, but by doing the mitzvahs, that's the way you'll have a good life, everything will be good for you. And now I'd just like to say over a little shtick of Torah with yourself from Chaim Brisk, that used to say about the parshas of Bikurim, that really at the end of the pasuk, right before Sheini, the pasuk says, V'somachta b'chol ha'tov asher nosan l'cho Hashem l'kecho l'v'itecho ato v'halevi v'ager asher b'kirbecho. That even a ger also has this inyan of bikurim. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara, Rashi says, mevi v'yein ekeira. When a ger, now that he's a Jew, if he owns karka, generati scroll, he has the fruits, so when he comes to bring bikurim to the kohen, he brings it. But v'yein ekeira, he does not say the whole parsha of bikurim. Why? She'ni yocholei malav esenu. Is it because he can't say Lavaseno because his father wasn't a Jew. But since he can't say Lavaseno, therefore the din is by a ger. He's maybe, but he ain't a kaira. Now what you do with the Rambam sheet of the Rambam Paskins, the Perek Dalav Mehilchas Bikurim, Halacha Gimel, that Hager may be the kaira. A ger is allowed to bring Bikurim, and he can even be Korea, say the whole parsha. And he says, Shinama, because the Pasik says, Le'avom, Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha. And since Avraham Avinu, he was the Av for all the Goyim, yes, even a Ger could also say Lavaseinu because his father was Avraham Avinu. Now, even though there's a Mishnah in Bikurim that says, like Rashi, that says, Elu Mevi'in V'loi Kurim. These are the people that bring Bikurim and don't say the Parsha. Hager Mevi V'yena Kaira. A Ger is Mevi V'yena Kaira. And the Mishnah says, Sheni Yocholei Ma'ashanishpa Hashem Lavaseinu Loseis Lodin. So the question is, the Rambam, why does he pass in the ger, is maybe the Kaira. So really, there is a Yushalmi like this. The Yushalmi says that if Yehuda says, ger maybe the Kaira. My time, look, Yav HaMoyin Goyim. If the Rambam passes like the Yushalmi, the Yushalmi says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that a ger could bring Bikurim, because since Avraham Avinu was the father of everybody, he could say, Lav Hasenu. The core point of the Kashan of the Rambam is, by Meister, by Vidu Meister, there's also a locker over there, that you have to be a Korea, and because you have a schus in Eretz Yisrael. So by Maisa, the Rambam paskins that an Isha, she could be Misvada, But a ger cannot be mitzvada. By vidu ma'isa, the Rama Pasan of the ger cannot say vidui. Ma'ashenken, by maybe bikurim, we're saying now the Rama Pasan that a ger could bring bikurim and he also could say the parsha. Ma'ashenken, an isha, the Rama Pasan, an isha cannot be kareya. She cannot say the parsha. Why? Shen yichodim leimar shen osan li Hashem. Because an isha doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, she can't say shen osan li Hashem, therefore she's not kareya pashas bikurim. Through the kashra is, what's the difference between Pashas Bikurim and Pashas Vidui by Maisa? That by Maisa the Rama Paskin, the ger cannot say it because he doesn't have Yerushan Eretz Yisrael. Mashenken and Isha is allowed to say Vidui Maisa. Mashenken by Bikurim, the Rama Paskin is just the opposite. By Bikurim, the Rama Paskin is that a ger is maybe Vienna Kaira. A ger does bring Bikurim and he also can say these Pashas because he's called the Atchelet Eretz Yisrael because Avraham Avinu was not Haman Goyim. Mashenken and Isha, she cannot say the Pashas of Bikurim because she can't say Ashenosan Li Hashem. Like, what's the difference between these two inyanim of Mais, Vidu Maiser, and Bikurim? And Reb Chaim Brisetzal wants to answer, like, when Klai Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael, there are two ways to get Eretz Yisrael. You need two things. One thing is taka, it's called the Yerusha from Avosenu, it's called Mevekesiv Yadenim Avosenu, that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu, a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly that says Lechoat Nenelo Varecha. There's a Gemara like that that Eretz Yisrael is called Yerusha B'Yadenu Mi'Avosenu. That's one schus we need to get Eretz Yisrael. And secondly, it's the Mitzias of Yerusha B'Yeshiva that the Klai Yisrael goes to fight and kill out the nations and live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the second way, the way we're Muktzik in Eretz Yisrael. So Klai Yisrael needs these two Koyches to get Eretz Yisrael. A Koyach from Avraham Avinu, and also the mitzvah of having Mechama, of having Yerusha v'Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chaim wants to say that even though both Noshim, women, and Gerim did not get a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, but there are differences why they didn't get it. He wants to say, but an Isha, really, she is b'schus Avraham Avinu. Like Avosenu, she has this, the Mechzeket Sib Yodenu. Ma'ashenken, the Lamais of going to fight to conquer Eretz Yisrael, an Isha is not a bar Mechama, she's not a bar Yerusha v'Yeshiva. The Maisa, she doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, because the Maisa, she can't live there, she can't win the war there. Mashenkin by Gerim is just the opposite. They don't have a chelik machmas avosenu, but our koponim, they have a chelik machmas, the actual Yerusha of going in Eretz Yisrael. If the ger was mezgayir by the time they went to fight in Eretz Yisrael, so they have a right to fight, and they could be the chlal, the Yerusha of Yeshiva, they do have a Maisa Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. If we want to say that these two dinim of Vidu Maisa, and the din of Bikurim is different in this prat. That by Vidu Maisa, the Psukim say, by Vidu Maisa, the Pasuk says, Asher Nosata Lonu, Kasher Nishpala V'Senu. In other words, by Vidu Maisa, the Ikavot is, you have to have a Mechzeket Sib Yodenu. It has to be Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. That's the Ikatanai of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since an Isher is the Chlal Mechzeket Sib Yodenu, therefore an Isher could say Vidu Maisa. Mashenken Gerim that don't have a chilek of Me'avisenu, therefore they can't say Vidu Maisa. Mashenken by Bikurim here the Pasuk says, Hashem Osata Li, that the Maisa you got Eretz Yisrael itself. That's talking about the Yerusha and Yeshiva. Here it's different. An Isha is not in the parsha of Hashem Osata Li. She doesn't have a Maisa Yerusha of Yeshiva. She doesn't have a kibbutz. She can't fight with Chazokim. Therefore an Isha, if she brings Bikurim, she does not say the parsha. She is not Kareya. Mashenke Niger, since he is the cloud, this Indian of Yerusha Yeshiva, he could go and fight. So it's possible that Nesata Li, he's in the mice of Nesata Li, therefore in the Pasha Bikurim, he is a Mevi and a Kareya. Alright, we'll stop here.